For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Last week we promised you reviews, and by gosh, this week we're going to deliver. Where to start? Well, the big one, Beautiful, the Carole King musical, only in town through this Sunday.
And it is beautiful. I thought that Abby Mueller, who is, interestingly, the sister of Jesse Mueller, who originated the role on Broadway and won a Tony Award for it, is just sublime, just wonderful in the role of Carole King, and won a terrific song after another, so ingeniously worked into this plot that by the time you get to the Tapestry album, we are so rooting for this character, Carole King. Oh, a little challenge for you. What year would you say that album was released?
Oh, I know the answer. 1971. And my long-suffering parents had to listen to me play it from beginning to end. Over and over and over.
Oh, they didn't suffer much. A first-rate tour, just a terrific production. Beautiful, the Carole King musical at Shays.
Well, I went to see The Theater of Youth, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe, adapted from the children's novel by C.S. Lewis. Theater of Youth is putting it on, and four extremely talented young actors, Jordan Levin, Renee Landrigan, Jessica Wagren, and Adam Yellen. They take on the parts of the four children, plus all of the characters in the play, and they do it very, very effectively. My one slight quibble, they could have gone a little less minimalist with the costumes, but I'm not 6 years old, and I'm not sure that matters to kids that much.
Doesn't matter to me that much. I didn't see this production, but I'm having difficulty visualizing what would be the problem with minimalism.
Well, let's say the Lion, Aslan, as played by Jordan Levin, a great actor, but he puts on this sort of headdress, and he's still standing there in his jeans and flannel shirt.
I think it's up to the actor to embody the lion after that point. I'll go and take a look.
You should. But anyway, it's great. It's only 75 minutes long, but budget a little time for the talk back, which, as you know, Anthony, at a Theater of Youth production is worth the price of admission.
It's the only talk back I can tolerate because the children ask questions,
right.
and they typically ask wonderful questions.
All the questions adults are too cool to ask, but wanted to.
Well, I did get over to see The City of Conversation, the play over at the Cavanoki Theater about the demise of Georgetown hostesses in Washington, D.C. Very appealing production in a play that will appeal to people who are sort of obsessed with Washington politics, which I guess includes me. So I had a great time.
But I've got to know, you saw The House of Blue Leaves over at the American Rep's new home at 330 Amherst Street. Well, what's it like?
It's like a little 19th century warehouse. It's a box structure, no pillars to obstruct the view, so you can see very well. It's right next door to Sportsman's Tavern. It's a nice space, and I think has a lot of potential. For this production of John Guare's classic comedy, the 1960s, House of Blue Leaves, they have hit just exactly the right lunatic tone. This play is very easy to get wrong, and I must say, I feel that they got it right. The entire cast, very good. The backdrop is the visit of Pope Paul to New York City and the experiences of one family during this period. But, you know, don't be expecting Over the Tavern here. This is a much different kind of comedy, and they really nail it.
I wish the folks could see the look on your face.
I don't. I also saw Donna Hoke's new play, Safe, which is being done at the Road Less Traveled Theater. Interesting premise. It is about a woman who witnesses bullying during two periods of her life, once when she is a high school student and another when she is the mother of a son she realizes has been a bully. This character is played by Michelle Benzin, a play under the direction of Kyle Loconte, some superior scene work. I always try to be careful when reviewing a very new play because the playwright at this point is assessing what she's got and the reactions to an audience, which she should be doing this period of time. But I will say that it had a very strong performance on its opening night. They really gave 100% to this play by Donna Hoke on a fascinating topic.
And Wiesenthal, it's a play ostensibly about the Holocaust Nazi hunter Simon Wiesenthal, which might put people off thinking, oh, it's going to be a history lesson or it's going to be a lecture. But this 90-minute, one-man, one-act play with a talk back after every performance is an entertainment.
Well, don't apologize. You mean you sold me on history lesson. I'm there.
Not everybody likes history lessons.
Oh, I do. No need to ask how I waste my time on YouTube.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.